world! Welcome to the Voice of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Gary Atkins, and I come to you with a jubilant spirit because this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. I trust that you are basking in the presence of God and that God's presence has just overshadowed you and blessed you beyond measure, beyond anything you could even ask or even think. Amen. According to that power that worketh within you, the treasure that we have in earthen vessels, the power and presence of His Spirit. I come to you today with a heart of thankfulness because it's because of you that I can do what I do by taking the gospel around the world. And that's what we do here at the Voice of Power broadcast and Gary Atkins Ministries. We take the gospel around the world through radio and internet, and I also travel and preach and evangelize and declare the good news of God. And I can't do that without your help and your support. Number one, your support prayerfully. I need your prayers. I need you to uphold me in your prayers and ask God to anoint me and strengthen me to declare the good news of Jesus Christ with boldness, without being ashamed of the gospel, because it is, my friend, the power of God unto salvation. And secondly, if you would consider, I want to ask you to give a financial gift to the ministry just ask the Lord to lead you in this area, because I'm not going to tell you that if you give 100, you'll get 1,000 back, because the Bible doesn't tell us that. But it does tell us, give and it shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. For what measure you give, it shall be measured back to you. And of course, the Apostle Paul said, if you sow sparingly, you shall reap sparingly, but if you sow bountifully, you shall reap bountifully. But I don't want you to think in terms of money, per se. I want you to think in terms of the kingdom of God, because that's our main focus, isn't it? I want us to read from Philippians chapter 4 and verse 15. Now remember that Paul is writing to the Philippians from a jail cell, and he says this in verse 15. He says, "Now ye Philippians, know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but you only. For even in Thessalonica ye sent once and again unto my necessity, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you." And he says, "It is an odor of sweet smell and a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God." And then he says, "But my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." My friend, there's a process of exchange in this life. It's give and it shall be given. I just feel in my spirit that the Lord is leading you to pray for this ministry, to uphold this ministry, and to covenant with me by praying for me every day. And I would ask that you would obey the Lord and do that. And if He asks you to send a financial gift, do that. Just obey the Lord, because it takes money to do what we do. It takes money to be on the internet. It takes money to have a podcast. It takes money to be on the radio. Believe me, it takes money. And it takes money to get around this world and preach the gospel. But we're going to do it by faith and believe that God is our supply, because He is. He is our supply and He is our source. And heaven is not bankrupt. There's not an economy problem in the kingdom of God. For He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, and it's all His. Amen. And I'm concerned not about the money that you will receive back by giving to this ministry, but the souls that will be added to your account in heaven. Notice the Apostle Paul tells them he's worried about their credit in heaven. He's worried about the souls that will be won to the kingdom of God by his preaching around the known world of the time, the Roman Empire. And it was their gifts, their financial gifts, that helped him do that. And he told them that it was a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable in the nostrils of God. And Paul had sown into their lives, and they sowed into his life right back. And I ask you just to do that for this ministry, to Gary Atkins Ministries and the Voice of Power broadcast. Just sow a gift, a financial gift, whatever the Lord lays upon your heart. And I can assure you that this process of exchange will continue to happen. Me sowing into your life by preaching and teaching the gospel and the Word of God and sharpening you, and you sowing into this ministry by helping it being sustained by the power of God and bringing the Word of God around the world. And there will be souls added to the kingdom of God because of your generosity. And I want to thank you once again for tuning in with me as much as you have. And I know that God has blessed you, and He will continue to bless this ministry. And I want you to know that you can write to me. at P.O. Box 272, Bethania, North Carolina, 27010. You can also get information at GaryAtkins.org or voiceofpower.org, and there's links there for emails, and there's the address for that, which one I just gave you, there also, and you can make your checks payable to Gary Atkins Ministries, and you can also send cash as well, or and I also want you to write to me and send me your needs, your request. And I want to join with you and covenant with you, just as you covenant with me in prayer for this ministry. I want to covenant with you for your life, for your children, for your family, because I'm decreeing to you that your family shall be saved, and that you are healed by the stripes of our Lord Jesus Christ, and that He will give you peace that passeth all understanding, because that's what it's all about, seeking first the kingdom of God, and everything else will be added unto you. And I know some are out there saying right now, well, just believe God. And I do believe God. But when it comes to giving and receiving, God never said ask Him. He said ask the people. Remember Moses? He said ask the people to give of their gold and their silver and their brass that was given unto them in Egypt. And the Bible says that they gave so much that He had to stop them from giving. And people say you can't outgive God, but I don't believe there's too many people out there trying to outgive God. So why don't you just obey the Lord and pray with me and covenant with me and send a financial gift if you so feel led. And I know God will richly bless you and add to your account in the kingdom of God. And souls will be won into God's heavenly kingdom. God bless you. This is the Voice of Power. And remember, the just shall live by faith.